The Honorable, the Chief Justice and the Associate Justices of the Supreme Court of the United States. Oyez, oyez, oyez. All persons having business before the Honorable, the Supreme Court of the United States, are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for the court is now sitting. God save the United States and this honorable court.
Justice Jackson has the opinion of the court this morning in case 23-3, Coinbase versus Suskie.
Arbitration is a matter of contract. This court has long recognized that parties can have multiple layers of agreements concerning arbitration, and of course, as a result, they can also have multiple layers of disputes. At the most basic level, the parties disagree about the merits of a legal issue. In arbitration cases, there is also typically a second order disagreement about whether the parties actually agreed to arbitrate the merits as opposed to having a court decide them. And there can be a third order dispute about what is known as arbitrability, which is who gets to decide whether the parties previously agreed to arbitrate the merits, an arbitrator or the court. The question in this case arises from a set of circumstances in which the parties entered into two contracts that point in opposite directions regarding the answer to the arbitrability question. Petitioner Coinbase operates a cryptocurrency exchange platform, and respondents are Coinbase platform users. At first, petitioner and respondents entered into a user agreement, which is a standard contract that, in this case, contained a delegation clause expressly designating that an arbitrator is to decide all disputes, including those about arbitrability. Later, these parties agreed to the official rules of a Coinbase sweepstakes, which was another contract that had a form selection clause sending all disputes, including those related to arbitrability, to the California courts. Because petitioner and respondents now disagree over the arbitrability of a sweepstakes-related merits issue, this court was called upon to determine who should decide whether a subsequent contract with a forum selection clause supersedes an earlier arbitration agreement that contains an arbitration delegation clause, a judge or an arbitrator. Below, both the district court and the Ninth Circuit held that a court gets to answer this particular arbitrability question. We agree with that conclusion and now affirm. Disputes are subject to arbitration if and only if the parties actually agree to arbitrate them. And here, before either the delegation provision or the forum selection clause can be enforced, a court, not an arbitrator, needs to decide which contract controls. Again, arbitration is just a matter of contract, so the first question must always be, what have the parties agreed to? And no matter the type of agreement, disputes go to arbitration only if the parties have agreed that they should go to arbitration. In this case, given these two contracts, the question of whether the parties agreed to arbitrate arbitrability can be answered only by determining which contract applies. And per usual, that question must be answered by a court. Coinbase resists this bottom line conclusion, pointing to the so-called severability principle to argue that the delegation clause takes precedence and that respondents need to attack it specifically. Even assuming the severability principle is implicated here, we find that it is satisfied. Where a challenge applies equally to the whole contract and to an arbitration or delegation provision, a court must resolve that challenge. For these reasons, and others explained in the court's opinion, we affirm the judgment below. The opinion is unanimous. Justice Gorsuch has filed a concurring opinion.
Justice Alito has the opinion of the court this morning in two cases.
The first is Alexander versus the SC Conference of the NAACP, 22807. The 2020 census required South Carolina to redraw its congressional map. The plaintiffs in this case challenged the map on the ground that it was a racial gerrymander. The district court agreed and enjoined the state from using the map. In today's opinion, we hold that the district court committed clear error when it found a racial gerrymandering. For that reason, we reverse the judgment of the district court in part and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. The opinion of the court is joined in full by the Chief Justice and by Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. Justice Thomas has joined all but part 3C, and Justice Thomas has filed an opinion concurring in part. Justice Kagan has filed a dissenting opinion joined in full by Justices Sotomayor and Jackson. The second case is Brown versus the United States, which is consolidated by with Jackson versus the United States 226640. The Armed Career Criminal Act imposes a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence on defendants who are convicted for illegally possessing a firearm and have a criminal history that demonstrates a propensity for violence. Defendants are subject to this enhanced penalty if they have three previous convictions for a serious drug offense. These two cases present the question whether a state crime constitutes a serious drug offense if it involved a drug that was on the federal schedule when the defendant possessed or trafficked in it but was later removed. We hold that such an offense qualifies. The opinion of the court is joined in full by the Chief Justice, Justice Thomas, Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kavanaugh, and Justice Barrett. Justice Jackson has filed a dissenting opinion joined in full by Justice Kagan and in part by Justice Gorsuch.
Mr. Clerk, the court will entertain motions for admission to the bar of the court.
Vladimir Semendayi.
Mr. Semendayi.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move the admission of Kathleen Elizabeth Wills of the Bar of the State of Maryland. I am satisfied that she possesses the necessary qualifications.
Your motion is granted, and Ms. Wills will be admitted.
Gabriel Diaz.
Mr. Diaz.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move admission of Natasha N. Armpriester of the Bar of the State of New York. I am satisfied that she possesses the necessary qualifications.
Your motion is granted. Ms. Armpriester will be admitted.
Gary Jonesy.
Mr. Jonesy.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move the admission of Robin Lee Jacobs of the Bar of the State of Maryland and Alexander Nishan de Garabedian of the Bar of the State of New York. I am satisfied each possesses the necessary qualifications.
Your motion is granted, and the applicants will be admitted.
A group of attorneys from the North Carolina Bar Association, presented by Angela Craddock.
Ms. Craddock.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move admission of the following attorneys, all from North Carolina: Jennifer Kathleen Bennington, Stephen Vincent Carey, Ashley Ann Crowder, Eric Michael David, Christy Cochran Dunn, Shayna Laverne Fulton, Vanessa Nicole Garrido, Ann Michelle Harvey, Jason Matthew Hensley, Craig Dixon Justice, James Walter Kilbourne Jr., John William Moss, Raleigh Brosas Ohl, Stephanie Lane Osborne, Amy Carol Savon, Charlotte Claire Smith, and Rebecca Kathleen Watts. I am satisfied each possesses the necessary qualifications.
Your motion is granted, and the applicants will be admitted.
A group of attorneys from the New York State Bar Association, presented by Richard Lewis.
Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move the admission of the following attorneys. From the state of California, Shay Neil Palavan, James John Astuno, Jr. From the state of Delaware, Basil Constantine Colias. From the state of Florida, Suguri Saprina Batra. From the state of New Jersey, Marissa Alexandria Johnson. And the rest from the state of New York, Adrian Maria Bagnato, Jason C. Bost, Sr., Charles Chiklokas, John George Delaportis, Canella, Georgopoulos, George Charles Grasso, Edward Algott Hartzog, Kathleen Nicole Hodgson, Doris Shu Bei Shu, Tamara Kenworthy, Jen Kun Lu, Michael George Maragudakis, Janine Materna, James Mermigas, Iwana Maria Miller, Agatha Christina Mingos, Jolvet Maria Mitchell, Arthur Joseph Muller III, Mustafa Kamal Nouri, Jacob Wade Petershack, Shara Canetta Pizzo, Donna Marie Steffens, and Zintong Zhang. I am satisfied that each possesses the necessary qualifications to be admitted.
Your motion is granted, and the applicants will be admitted.
Thank you, Your Honor.
A group of attorneys from the Women's Bar Association of Illinois, presented by Whitney Seal.
Ms. Seal.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, I move admission of the following attorneys. From the state of Connecticut, Emily Nicole Masalski. From the state of Illinois, Kathy Avita Boychuk, Michelle Lynn Cassidy, Chandler Renee Caswell, Stephanie Marie Kuman, Isabella Tchaikovska, Carol Ann Sarah Gallagher, Misty Inese Gamino, Caitlin Elizabeth Groh, America Anatrice Guzman, Julie Owen Herrera, Tracy Margaret Hogan, Caitlin Elizabeth Groh, Megan Mathias, Fiona Marie McEntee, Magdalena Anna Merzansky, Kelly Ann Sabo, Christine Schonbacher, Jane Elizabeth Satorius, Melissa Elena Tannehill, Blair Meredith Toyerkoff, Katie Mammis Vanderporten, Lisa Velez, Malgorzata Monica Webb, Molly Condon Wells, Jessica Wisorkowitz. From the state of New York, Tabitha Lynn Edmondson, and from the state of Ohio, Ariel Ann Bruff and Joseph Peter DePasquale. I'm satisfied that each possess the necessary qualifications.
Your motion is granted and the applicants will be admitted. If all of the applicants will stand, the clerk will administer the oath. But before he does so, I would like to extend to each of you a warm welcome as a member of the bar of this court and an officer of the court.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear that as an attorney and as a counselor of this court, you will conduct yourself uprightly and according to law, and that you will support the Constitution of the United States, so help you God?
The Honorable Court is now adjourned until Thursday, the 30th of May at 10 o'clock.